things, there was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out.
Jerry Bader, Show 1007. I have no idea what that song means, but I like it. America. The heat was hot. Well, the heat might be on when it comes to a couple of legislative issues. How's that for a little transition there? Not bad. Brian Sikma at Media Trackers broke this story yesterday. Senate Republicans knew of Department of Justice worries about Wisconsin voter ID law. You can throw a talk show host in there who told you that Lynn Edelman was absolutely going to toss that thing. Before Federal District Judge Lynn Edelman handed down his decision Tuesday, striking down Wisconsin's voter ID law, Republican senators were warned by the DOJ, state DOJ, that the law likely would not pass the 74-year-old judge's scrutiny. State Senator Glenn Grothman said DOJ met with him to share what they felt Edelman would do based upon the judge's comments during the federal trial. At the time, Grothman said, the DOJ's opinion was that Edelman was hostile to the law. It also seems the representatives of DOJ met with other senators as well. In early March, Governor Walker said he would call a special session of the legislature to vote on voter ID reform were it kicked at that time. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald told fellow radio talk show host Charlie Sykes in April, "We have our fingers crossed." Still believing Edelman might uphold it. Never thought that was going to happen. Fitzgerald said Wednesday that the legislature will not go back into session to fix Wisconsin's voter ID law, which was struck down Tuesday by Edelman. Joining us now to discuss this was the aforementioned State Senator Glenn Grothman. Glenn, good morning.
Glad to be on the show, Jerry, and I love that bumper music. You make me feel like a freshman at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Oh, back in the day, huh? Yeah, good old America. All right, look, everybody had to know that Edelman was going to kick this thing, didn't they? You knew that. I knew that.
Right, and it was unfortunate that some senators did not want to fix it in the first place. You know, I'll give you another exclusive story for you. Not only was it not surprising that Edelman struck this down, but because it wasn't struck down until now, the state of Wisconsin may be on the hook for a lot of legal fees for the left-wing groups that fought this. So it was too bad it wasn't fixed earlier. I would hope Governor Walker would follow through and call a special session. I'm not sure which Republicans would vote against repairing voter ID. And so your listeners understand, the repair would wind up in a pretty weak photo ID law. It would be a law that basically you would just have to sign an affidavit saying you didn't have a photo ID and you could still vote. But it's better than nothing, and it would be nice to get something on the books in time for Governor Walker's reelection.
Explain again why Indiana could pull this off and we can't.
Well, our law was just more aggressive. And, you know, I can't say it was horrible to be aggressive, but we knew the Indiana law would be constitutional, and this law was just more aggressive as far as the type of IDs that you had to provide, the degree to which you have to provide an ID. And I personally think the law is constitutional, but you have to realize many of our judges out there went to liberal law schools. Lynn Edelman is one of those people, and he doesn't have a lot of respect for the Constitution. He finds excuses to strike down laws, and that's just what we have to deal with. So the people who put together the law, which I voted for, I think were aggressive. I think they passed a law that should have been constitutional, but given the makeup and the way judges currently think in this country, it was predictable that it would be struck down, particularly when we drew Lynn Edelman on this federal lawsuit.
Well, okay, but then why go to such a watered-down version? Why not just dial back to an Indiana-style version?
I think Indiana law is very watered-down. People are going to be surprised how weak the Indiana law is.
Okay. I had not heard that assessment of that law previously.
No, it's watered down. I mean, if you can just sign an affidavit saying, well, you can't have an ID, obviously it's an invitation for some cheating. Now, it's better than nothing. It does discourage some people from cheating, But I think the Indiana law, if we would pass it, people would be surprised how weak it is. We still should pass it because it will deter some people who cheat from voting. And I hope Governor Walker aggressively tries to get something done here. But if he doesn't, he doesn't. And as you know, we only have an 18-15 majority in the state Senate. I think Senator Schultz has been fairly outspoken that he would not vote for a new photo ID law, so we'd have to keep the other 17 Republicans together, and maybe there's somebody who wouldn't vote for it, which, if it's true, is unfortunate.
Okay, Fitz is quoted, Scott Fitzgerald is quoted by the Wisconsin State Journal as saying in an interview Wednesday that that you're not going to go back into session. Although he supports the planned appeal of Edelman's decision, Tuesday's rejection of the law left little room for lawmakers to act. I don't see us coming back, Fitzgerald said. It's not going to be resolved for the November election.
Well, I suppose you could say somebody will file a new lawsuit anyway, but I would think something like the Indiana law would have a better chance. And there was a time when Governor Walker said he would call us back in special session, so it's really up to the governor to see how aggressive he wants to be on that. I hope he's aggressive.
A little off topic, but still very important. There's a lesson here, and by the way, this isn't the first lesson Lynn Edelman has taught. As you know, Edelman became a federal judge for life with a deal cut by Republicans in the late 90s to get control of the state Senate. They did not fight Edelman, who they knew was a far, far left liberal, going on the federal bench by Clinton because they wanted that state Senate seat to get control of the state Senate. Is this, and I can point to other rulings by Edelman that show what a disaster he's been on the bench. Do you think Republicans have learned the lesson about short-term gain, long-term pain?
I hope they have. The greater problem we have is that I think too many Republicans in Washington, in the Senate, when it comes time to confirm people, will confirm far left-wing people if they feel otherwise they would make good judges or good recommendations to support them. And as you see, as our volunteers, our contributors can work so hard to put good governors, good state legislators in office, and all of that work can go for naught if you have bad federal judges. And in the past, I don't think our politicians in Washington have done a good job of explaining to the public exactly how crazy some of these judges are. And as long as they're afraid to point that out to the public, they won't have the self-confidence to hold these people up. And that's the underlying problem. The other, of course, underlying problem I just mentioned, and that is the liberalism in the law schools, or the left-wingism in the law school. I mean, I went to the University of Wisconsin at Madison Law School, and I can tell you when I went there, I'd be surprised if, I'm sure the number of people who voted Republican was under 10%, I would think. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same thing today. Obviously, you have such left-wing people educating our future lawyers, you wind up with bad court decisions, and the chickens are coming home to roost. I think what they have to do is we have to make sure in the long run that our regents do something about at least our law school here in Wisconsin to have some more ideological balance in the professors, or you're just going to continue to have a mess.
One more question for you, and this is on a completely different topic that I was talking about just before 10 o'clock. It's talking about how Michigan and other surrounding states have gone to right to work. It was pretty clear Governor Walker did not want you, the legislators, to touch right to work in this session, didn't want to split the state in two again the way Act 10 did. I have a problem with that because, to me, that means the intimidators win. No, we're not going to do anything that's going to upset the unions, this time private sector. And it seems as though I thought after the governor was reelected it might be taken up. It's not looking that way. I don't think the governor wants to touch it if, in fact, he is running for president. He doesn't want the state split in two again. I would like to see Senate and Assembly leadership take it up in 2015. Do you agree?
I think it would be a good thing. I mean, you know, you hear about these articles in the paper, you know, which factory is going to close, which factory is going to expand. And the world has changed since Governor Walker first took office because both Indiana and Michigan have become right-to-work states.
Yep.
And right now, if you see something in the paper with Wisconsin Economic Development being out there trying to woo a factory or prevent a Wisconsin factory from being closed, there's not a lot we can do, I believe, to compete with Michigan and Indiana right now. If we want to level the playing field for big industry competing with these other states, something should be done, and I would certainly be very supportive of doing something if I'm still in the state legislature in January, I'll tell you that.
So you're gonna, put that in Scott Fitzgerald's ear?
He'll hear from it from me and other people, and like I said, you know, if we're serious about when big companies make decisions, you'll notice that when we lose factories to other parts of this country, whether they go to Texas, whether they go other places, frequently they're going to right-to-work states. Iowa, which borders Wisconsin, of course, is another right-to-work state. Just puts us at a disadvantage.
State Senator Glenn Grotheman, as always, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much, Jerry.
All right, I have more to say about how the photo ID law was handled. I'll do that in 5 minutes. It's 10:17.
Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.